It's time for Jeff Around Town, and joining me is Joe Payne. Joe, you have spent a number of years on the road as a manufacturing rep. We'll talk about that in a second. You're now a financial advisor, and you are on the board for the Alzheimer's Association, and you have a big walk coming up soon.
Yep, October the 12th at the College of St. Mary's.
Well, thanks for being here, Joe. I met you basically through your sister, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
She had sent me a St. Gabriel bracelet, patron saint of radio and other things, and I see that you're wearing a couple of those too.
Yes.
And you had never worn a bracelet.
No,
before.
A necklace also.
So, okay.
Yeah, keeps us stocked.
So you were on the road representing various shoes and other products for a number of years.
Yeah, 35 years.
Yeah.
Lots of windshield time.
And now, on Jeff Around Town, we often talk about creative problem solving and interesting folks in Omaha who find inspiration in different ways. So what inspired you to join the board for the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, originally I got involved. My brother-in-law was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old and lived with it for 13 years. And while he was going through that, I got involved with the Longest Day, which is a fun, you know, June 21st. I had a little golf outing to raise money for the association.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't do that the next year, so I got involved in walk and eventually became part of the walk committee, and they invited me to join the board. So I'm just, you know, doing what I can. In the meantime, my mother had vascular dementia, and now my brother is living with Alzheimer's also.
How has serving on the board, how has that maybe changed your perspective on Alzheimer's? Or are you seeing in a different way now that you're, you know, working with the association?
What's really interesting is as our board has grown, to see all the people that have come in recently, and everybody seems to have a connection to Alzheimer's. They've had a relative. I think there's maybe one person on the board that doesn't have a connection, but they got involved because they had a friend, you know, that told them about it. And everybody's working for the same cause to try to find an end of this disease.
Are you finding that there's still a lot of misperceptions about it in general in the world? Or
I think maybe a little bit, but
yeah.
You know, that's our part of our goal is to inspire people, educate people.
You must have put a lot of miles on your car, 30 some years as rep. How has that experience impacted you either as a financial advisor or working for the Alzheimer's Association, you know, meeting, because you're meeting new people.
Yeah.
All the time.
You know, the old, oh, I'm a people person. Well, everybody has a story. And you know, I've been off the road now for 11 years, but there are still, you know, some of the people that I called on that I reach out to.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll chat every once in a while. And if I'm in the area, I'll stop in and you know, say hello. You know, some of the people, you know, not only were they accounts, but some became friends. So.
And I love what you just said, that everybody has a story. And you even seemed, I don't know, just looking at you, you seemed touched when you were probably thinking about some folks. And I'm wondering if you encounter the same thing in your work with Alzheimer's, you know, that everybody has a story.
It manifests itself so different with everybody that's, you know, that has some type of the dementia. And, you know, for instance, I had a friend whose mother was very violent, and others that, you know, they're nonverbal. So,
yeah,
you know, you just
impacts,
you know,
everybody very
impacts,
differently.
Yeah.
It's unique to
yeah.
each person, and like
yeah.
each person has their his or her own
yeah.
story. It's wonderful that you're doing that. If folks want to find out more, they would go to alz.org/Nebraska.
Yes, that's the local or the statewide organization, and they can get a lot of information there and find resources to help them.
Great. Joe, thanks so much for chatting with me on Jeff Around Town.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.